This is Richard Uzel, and I'm the chair of the Pacific Foundation Coordinating Committee, and we're meeting at our regular monthly meeting tonight, and we're calling the meeting to order again at 7:58. We began a little ahead. We didn't realize the streaming wasn't happening. First thing that we had was approval of our agenda, and in that agenda, we're going to talk about the strategic planning, and we're going to talk about the September meeting, and we're going to talk about how the role of the coordinating committee in the planning the agenda for in-person meetings. Is that everything on the agenda that y'all want to add? Okay, if there's no objections.
Hello?
Yes. Is that
Green?
Okay, Green. You got something in hand?
Yeah, I wanted us to talk about our agenda for our regular special meetings. Our phone meetings are considered special meetings, right?
Yeah.
But they're regular. Meeting. Yeah.
And you want to talk about what part of that?
Our agenda. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, is there any objection to any of this for our agenda? Okay, hearing no objections, that's our agenda is set. And for the screen, let's review the approval of minutes. Our secretary, Brenda, you want to say something about the minutes for the? I'm going to say something. Say something about the minutes for the screen.
Well, we discussed a couple of different things for our last meeting. We had actually a lot of different things that we discussed. Let me pull them up real quick. We did propose for strategic planning to be referred to the Development Task Force. We also proposed to add the Elections Committee to the agenda, in which the Coordinating Committee made a motion to request that the IED update with the PMB with regards to 2013 LSB elections. We also discussed about the in-person meeting finances. We're not clear at the time that we had our last meeting in April and may get an update for this meeting. And then there was also homework for the committee to do with regards to cost for a possible D.C. or Houston meeting, and we're planning to do it for September. And then we also discussed about written reports and keeping a stack in order to help with the street functioning of meetings. And that was pretty much it.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Just so move.
Okay. Okay, we have a motion to approve the minutes. Is there any objection to approving the minutes as read? Okay, hearing no objection to the minutes are approved. So we'll go to work with our agenda. And the first thing that on the agenda was strategic plan. Who is that?
Richard Serene from the staff.
Uh-huh.
Can we just identify who's on the call?
Oh, that's a good idea. Serene Roberts, Margie Wilkinson, Heather Gray, Richard Uzel, Tracy Rosenberg, and Linda. Linda, my mind is like. What's your
Medina.
Okay. I'm sorry. I Jackson said. There are six of eight or nine out of the Medicare Benefits Committee. That's a pretty good representation.
To announce?
Okay, let's... Huh?
Would you like me to announce... for me to announce for the stream who is absent, or do you want me to take...
Okay.
So the people that we are missing still is Teresa Allen, Katia Stitt, and Donna Marie.
I just want to mention Richard or Brenda. Teresa Allen has an excused absence. She's out of town, or
okay,
she's not available. So, yeah.
Okay. And it was Teresa and Summer. Who was the third person? One.
Katia Stitt.
Katia. Okay. Is there any objection to Teresa Allen getting an excused absence? Okay, we will excuse Teresa. And that's our group. Let's go on with the strategic planning. Heather is going to bring us some more information about that. Heather, you want to take over?
Well, I'm wondering, though. I know at the last meeting, I'm looking at one of the first items on the minutes from the last meeting was that there was a motion by Brenda that the strategic planning be referred to the Development Task Force. So, and I guess it passed without objection. So I don't know. I could talk a little bit about this. I would appreciate being able to talk just briefly about this to get everybody's take on it, and that would be helpful, even if it is housed in the Development Task Force in the future, as requested by the Coordinating Committee. But one of the things we were thinking is that we have so many different committees, and a strategic planning process would require some ideas for the future for Pacifica from all these various committees, actually, whether it be programming or technology or audit or the affiliates and so forth. So one of the things we were thinking of is to ask these various committees to come up with some ideas from their various areas on where they think Pacifica should go in the future, all of which would be included in the strategic planning process. So I wanted to know what folks on the Coordinating Committee think of that idea. I'd appreciate your ideas. And I'm assuming that if this is a proposal, we could probably make it more specific. And I suppose it would be something that would be passed by the Board of Directors to be presented to the Board in the form of a motion of sorts, requesting this information from the various committees. It would be one of the things that they would put on their agendas in the future. So I just would appreciate everybody's take on this.
Would you like to do a little stack on that? Hello?
Are there any objections to the idea?
We're not getting a lot of response.
No.
But I'll chime in if nobody else is going to say. Did somebody else want to say something?
Wait, after you, actually.
Okay, Serene, and who else?
Margie, but I'm not in a hurry either.
Okay, Serene, Margie, anybody else want to be on the stack? Okay, Serene, you want to start?
No, I said after you. That's fine.
Oh, after me.
I heard you first.
I think we certainly need to be doing this, and I like the idea of as almost a preliminary thing to ask the different committees to give their input, and then come back. I think that motion at the last meeting that went to the Development Committee, I don't think that excludes us from following. And I think that just, we want to get the Development Committee involved. I don't think we were throwing it away. Now, I may be wrong. We may be working on it. But I would support presenting something like that that would ask the board to approve having the various committees add that to their agendas. Shereen?
Thanks. I guess I'm wondering what sort of timeline we would have in mind. So many of the committees are getting such a late start. I mean, I think it's a good idea. I think it's useful to find out what people who have been tasked with a particular, delving deeper into a particular aspect of the operation, if you will, what they're seeing, what they're hearing, what they've learned, what how they think they can sort of best direct the energy of the foundation, and certainly at least of their committee. It'll provide a clarifying process, I think, even within the community. But I'm also conscious that because many of them are starting late, that and some of them have rather pressing tasks, that we want to be reasonable in terms of the timeline, so it gives them an opportunity to build rather than, say, jump this over everything else you're handling. So I'm wondering what kind of timeline people are thinking of.
Heather, do you want to comment on the timeline idea?
No, and I appreciate Serene's comments. I think she's accurate. I know that people are starting late, and I know that they have a lot on their plate. So we would have to come up with a timeline that's reasonable. I don't know that yet, and I'd appreciate your input on that as well. I was wondering if we could hear from Margie or anybody else who wanted to have some input on this, and then maybe talk about the timeline or come back with it at the next meeting. But can we hear from Margie as well?
Sure. My concern sort of has to do with timeline too, but it's a little different. I feel a little, it's hard for me to imagine having a productive discussion about strategic planning until we have a lot of information that we don't have now, information that I'm hoping we're going to get because we have a new CFO. But I think we really have to have a grip on where we are financially, how much money, what the foundation owes, what some projections are for, you know, our future and so on, before we can really have a useful conversation about strategic planning. Anyway, those are just my thoughts on it at this point.
Thanks, Margie.
Did anybody else want to chime in?
Yeah, this is Brenda. Something quickly that I also wanted to mention about strategic planning is that I think it's difficult in order to get a clear financial picture and strategically plan for the foundation if a lot of things are still not released. So I would defer this discussion to maybe until, again, to the development task force, and then after the CFO makes a report in order to have a better idea on how to plan, given that we don't have very much information to work with other than what we know, for example, BAI and PFW.
Okay, that's really, it's been kind of loud where I'm at lunch. One thing we I probably all agree that we need more information. And that probably could be part of the process. I don't know what you think, Heather.
I agree that it could be part of the process. There are some things that I'm hoping that some folks at Pacifica will begin to look at, like in the technology committee, for example, for Pacifica to begin to explore other ways to get out information about its programs and so forth. This is not necessarily financially based, but so I'm not sure. So some of you are saying that we should hold off on any kind of strategic planning until we have more information. And how, and Richard, how could that be a part of the process then? What do you recommend?
Well, I don't know. I thought you were saying that you had a motion ready to go to refer this to the other committees for their input. Are you not ready to make a motion on this tonight?
I'm not prepared to make a motion on it. No, I'm not. No. But I really wanted to get input from everyone, and then I'm going to I might even call some of you all individually just to have a discussion about this. But I would like to have a motion at the very least at the next meeting, pushing it back yet again. And we will also bring this up in the development task force as well, of course. So we have a little bit in the past, and we'll do it again. But my intent also is to, this is beyond presenting a motion from the coordinating committee, but I'd like to talk to some of the folks who are the heads of these various committees and just get their take on this as well and see what they think, and then come back to you all about this. So that to me is also part of the process, if that makes sense. Some of I have had some discussion about a strategic planning process for Pacifica. The thing is, as far as fundraising is concerned, and I know I've mentioned this probably ad nauseum, but if we're going to be seeking money from individual donors or whatever, we just got to demonstrate some kind of planning process here, I think. So that's my concern as well. So, Richard, I appreciate the opportunity of being able to talk about this, but I do not have a motion in hand right now.
Okay.
So, thank you.
It sounds like, Brenda, you were talking about postponing it, and Heather, who brought it up, was talking about postponing it. Anybody have any objection to us postponing this until next time, and maybe at that point Heather will have found more information? How's that sound to you, Heather?
It sounds good to me.
Okay. If there's no objections, we'll move on to our next item. And our next item on this list is a possible September in-person meeting. We talked about that last month, and the normal time for a meeting is sometime in July, if I remember correctly. And I commented on the fact that it's hotter than hell in Houston in July. And I think toward the end, and Margie, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that toward the end of the meeting that you said something about maybe going to, possibly suggesting that we go to Washington. Do you remember that, Margie? Did you make that suggestion?
I don't remember that, okay.
No.
But I may have said that. My personal opinion is that it seems to me very, it makes me really nervous to talk about having an in-person meeting when it seems to me we're in terrible shape financially, and we're not able to pay our bills. I think we all saw an email from our attorney on that question. I'm worried about what's going to happen with BAI. Last week, KPFA was asked to give $46,000 to the national office, and we had just started a fund drive. We had enough money in the bank to cover our next payroll, but not much more than that. And I just feel like we really have to be careful about spending money. And until somebody tells me that we can do the things that we need to do and have an in-person meeting, I don't feel comfortable about making a decision that we should have an in-person meeting at all. So that's my feeling on it.
Okay. Anybody else want to comment right now? Or be on the stack or anything like that?
Yeah, this is Tracy.
Okay, Tracy, go.
Yeah, Houston. Okay. Houston is by far the cheapest place to have an in-person meeting, so we're lucky that way. Our expenses will be.
And you mean that in a good way, right?
Yes, I do. It is a charming town based on my previous visit, and our expenses will be low. In terms of, you know, cutting meetings recreationally, we've already done that. We've gone down from the four that we're required to have in the bylaws to two. If we go down any further, we're going to put ourselves in a position where we're going to have to meet every week or more frequently for 7 or 8 weeks in a row to pass the, let's see, 5, 6, 7, 8 budgets that we're responsible for doing. And yeah, I realize that Margie hasn't been on the PNB before, but for those people that have, nobody likes the weekly budget meetings. It's extremely stressful. It's extremely difficult. We don't deal with the budgets the way that we should. And everyone's conclusion when we try to do it, which is what happens when the budgets are late or the in-person meeting is not scheduled at the right time, is let's never do this again because it really doesn't work. So I'm passing on to you a couple of years of let's never do this again because it really doesn't work. It's also true that when we start having board meetings every single week, we frankly end up spending around a couple, well, more than $5,000 in extra Ring 2 expenses. So in truth, the amount of money that we're spending, that we're saving, is pretty minimal. When it comes down to it, we don't have enough money to fulfill our current expenses, whether we have in-person meetings or not. We're not running deficits of $15,000. We're running deficits of considerably more than that. So the work that needs to get done to correct the problem between expenses and revenues has to get done. We can't not meet, not do it, and think that somehow we've solved the problem by saving $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000, because we haven't. So that said, since we pretty much have to go forward with this meeting, what my intent here is to schedule it as soon as possible so we can look at as many hotels as possible, get airline fares early, get a hotel notched down at a reasonable competitive price, because we're not waiting till the last minute when there's only one hotel available. And basically do the kind of planning that allows us to save as much as possible. So we do it as economically as possible. And I think if the coordinating committee says, okay, tonight, then we can start actually having people in Houston making arrangements by the end of June. And that would be a lot better than doing what we normally do, which is debating this for 3 months and then running around in a frantic rush at the end of August and basically getting scalped on the prices because we didn't plan ahead. So the motion is for an in-person meeting at the end of September. My guess is that probably the best weekend is September 27 through 30. That would be right before our fiscal year ends. So I'm going to propose one for September 27 to 30 with the idea that we'll be able to present a complete 8-unit budget package. Which I think we will.
Well, that would be nice.
I think so, Richard. I'm optimistic about it this year.
Can
I be heard? Can anyone hear?
Sure, but let me finish my sentence, please. Thank you. We don't need a second to the motion, so the motion will be considered, and I think. Tracy has motivated the motion, so there'll be a second.
Oh, yeah.
I think I hear Serene wants to be on that staff, right, Serene?
And Brenda wants to be on the staff.
And Margie.
Okay, that's all. Okay, Serene, go.
Okay, so before we got to the point of that motion, I was trying to be heard, because I would actually like to know where we truly are in the rotation. I understand that we have to be concerned about a cost. And, you know, that we were always careful about costs, but I would like to know where we should be in the rotation of the city before we decide that we're going to simply go to Houston.
Brenda, we're up to
Tracy, did you want to answer?
Well, I wasn't finished.
Awesome.
Okay. So, and I'd also like to know what the relative costs are, because if, in fact, we're going to be depriving the people in City X of their rotating spot, are we doing it at the cost of $500 or $10,000? What exactly are we looking at in terms of the cost?
Okay.
I think that needs to be understood, you know, that needs to be documented before we simply say, oh, let's just move it to Houston.
Okay, let me ask.
I can answer that. I can answer that, Richard, if need be.
Hang on, Tracy, I'll get you. Let me ask you a question, Shereen. What city do you think is the next one in the rotation?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure someone who's been on the PND for a couple of years can probably answer that. I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Yes, I'm trying to answer it.
Yeah, okay, we'll get you in a second. I'm thinking that Houston got passed over last time, but I'm not sure. Tracy, you want to respond?
That is correct. The last Houston meeting was in February 2011. It has been Houston's turn. Houston got skipped over in favor of New York for the January meeting. We have met in all of the other signal areas more recently than we have met in Houston.
Okay, did that answer your question?
Well, I like documentation. Where can I actually go and see the rotation of the cities? Is there one place where we have a list of, you know, where the PMC...
No, but I can tell you in February of 2011, we met in Houston. In September of 2011, we met in Washington. In January of 2012, we met in Los Angeles. In July of 2012, we met in Berkeley. And in January 2013, we met in New York. That's the rotation.
It's not necessarily the rotation, though, right? Because there might have been an option prior to
well,
that. Shereen, that
no,
is when we met, and there are five signals. So Houston is the one that we have met in less recently.
I'm not saying that. Perhaps you didn't understand my question. You didn't really let me finish it. I was saying
there
were anomalies prior to that, correct?
No.
Oh, I think that's wrong, but okay.
I don't know why you think that.
Could we carry on a little bit longer here? Brenda, what did you have to add to this?
Again, I don't know if we could schedule a special coordinating committee, but I really would want to hear the CFO report before we make any decisions. I do agree with you, Tracy, that we should be doing things ahead of time, but just worried. I want to hear that first before I make any decisions with regards to your motion.
Okay. That would be something additional. That would be another motion, I guess. Margie, you're next on this step.
Well, that's funny because I'm going to make a substitute motion, which is that, or maybe it's not a substitute motion, it's a motion to postpone. I want to postpone this conversation until after we've heard the CFO's report. It's scheduled, there is a scheduled CFO report on Thursday night. I'm not sure it's going to provide us with all of the information we need to make this decision because it's scheduled for open session. I don't see it on the closed session agenda. But nevertheless, I'm sorry, I'm yammering here. I shouldn't be doing that. My motion is to postpone this conversation until after we have a better picture of what our financial situation is.
Postpone to next month?
That's fine with me.
Okay. Anybody want to comment on this motion? Substitute motion? Or what are we doing? And would anyone like to comment on postponing this motion to have the Houston meeting on September 27th through 30th? Nobody?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again, Richard?
Margie made a motion to postpone to our next meeting, Tracy's motion to have the meeting in Houston. Did anybody want to comment on that before we took a vote on it? I guess we'll take a vote on it. Renny, would you like to call the roll on that, please?
Give me one second. Let me make sure I have it correct. So.
And I hope that you guys who are making motions will send these to the secretary.
Absolutely.
The secretary,
I'll do it right now.
So this is not to have any special meeting. It would just be for the next following.
Tracy's motion. If I step on it, please correct me. Tracy's motion was to have an in-person meeting in Houston. The dates of September the 27th through the 30th.
Yes.
And Margie's motion was to postpone that motion, the motion to have in Houston.
My motion is specifically to postpone it until we have a full picture of Pacifica's financial situation.
And it's postponed until next month because, you know, who knows? We may never have a full picture.
Well, that's true. Okay. I'm happy.
And that's not a funny thing. I shouldn't laugh. I'm sorry.
No, I'm willing to postpone it until next month. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay, what's y'all want to do a roll, or just, you know, how do y'all feel about the idea of postponing?
I think it's tidier if you do a roll call personally.
Okay, let's do it. Linda, go.
So you want me to do a roll call?
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. Uzel.
No.
Hello?
Can you hear me? I'm muted. No.
Okay. So you vote no?
Yes, no.
Okay. Rosenberg? Tracy? Okay, I'll get back to you. Gray? Heather?
No.
Robert?
Yes.
Wilkinson?
Yes.
Okay. Rosenberg? All right. Well, Medina, I vote yes. So, motion passes.
And the number on that, I guess Tracy came off the call.
Yeah,
we didn't vote.
Yeah, I'm going to put that. Would I put that as an absent to the vote?
No, you just put that it passed 3-2.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, so this subject has been postponed until our next meeting, and we're going to get information from the CFO, hopefully, to see how our finances stand. Okay, that brings us to the...
Okay.
That brings us to the next item on our agenda, and that is Brenda's input here about how the coordinating committee...
Richard?
Yeah, no, that was just me being childish. I'm sorry. But
could I discuss something that's related to our motion that we just passed?
Yeah, who is this, Brenda?
This is Brenda. Sorry.
Okay. Well, what you need?
But I know we mentioned this last meeting, so I'll mention it again. I know Tracy mentioned that she knew of some places. If we can go ahead and, as a committee, do our homework in relation to our on accommodations, flights, and things like that for our respective directors from our station. If we could get that information for the next coordinating committee, I think that would be very helpful so we could kind of have a rough budget for this meeting. I don't know if that's okay with everyone.
We did talk about that last time, and that's in your minutes. I don't have any. Did somebody come on?
Yeah, this is my
Tracy for the stack.
I'm sorry, my granddaughter picked up the extension, and I had to get off the phone quick and I'm back. I apologize.
No problem at all. That may have been the brightest thing.
There are young people in Pacifica after all.
There you go.
She's only
Tracy,
two.
Tracy asked to speak. Tracy, you must have fallen off the call. There was a vote to whether to postpone your motion, and it passed 3-2.
Yes, which I would have objected to, but unfortunately I had another call that was pressing. So what are you going to do? Sometimes the real world has to intervene. It's fine. We'll deal with it next month, and the meeting will cost us more money as a result. That's okay. Probably. The point in terms of the meeting budgets, I think it's probably smart not to reinvent the wheel. These meetings used to cost about $48,000 each. A lot of work was done in 2010 to bring those costs down to approximately half. That's what we've accomplished. We've had two meetings in 2012, two meetings in 2011, four in 2010, and one in 2013, so we have quite a bit of data, and the price has always been from $20,000 or so up to about a high of $26,000. The extra money has come from people who have booked overpriced or duplicate flights, people who didn't get roommates for their hotel rooms, and those sorts of costs are, of course, avoidable. They're generally more avoidable if we plan ahead than if we scramble at the last minute, which has been what our pattern is, because we generally fight about whether or not to have a meeting for 2 or 3 months, and then when we finally decide to have the meeting, which we always do, we then are doing the whole thing 6 to 7 weeks ahead instead of 12 weeks ahead, which would work a lot better. So the postponing really doesn't pay off and probably costs us money. We don't need to shop around. Houston is the most inexpensive place to have meetings. Anywhere else we can expect to spend another $1,000 to $3,000 because the hotel rooms are more expensive.
I agree with what Tracy said, but we voted 3-2 for phone. But Brenda's bringing some, I think, valuable input there that in the meantime, we can be talking. Well, I think Margie said something about talking to getting the CFO's report. But Brenda was also saying that maybe those of us in Houston, and maybe we can get some other traction in other cities, could get started and get some estimates and stuff like that. I'll talk to Teresa and see if she and I can maybe work with Bill, who's listening there. Sorry, Bill, we're putting you back to work. I'll volunteer for all of them. We'll get some more information next month, and we'll get on with it next month.
And Richard?
Oh. Yeah.
This is Brenda. Could I add something, if that's okay?
Sure.
And if it would be possible, I know we have, with the exception of Katia, we have people from different stations on this committee. If you all can talk to your directors to make sure to try to make flights as cost-efficient as possible, so we can let them know pretty much now or after the PMB meeting, to let them know, like, to start either requesting time off or if we can give them flight costs that would be as inexpensive as possible.
Well, and the best way to get those is to get them early. So the earlier we do this, the cheaper it is. Okay, that should be enough for that at this point, unless somebody else wants to say something. Our next thing on next item on the agenda was the role of the coordinating committee in putting together the agenda for the in-person meeting. Brenda, since you brought that up, would you like to begin the conversation?
Sure. So one of the things that I would like to see the coordinating committee do, because aside from planning the in-person meeting, I think the planning of the agenda is equally as important. And one of the things that I noticed in the meeting in New York is that we had a lot of issues that were either moot issues because they were no longer relevant on the agenda, or there was also other things that either fell off that should have remained on. And so I wanted to ask the committee if people would be willing to talk to either the various committees that we have and task force to as we approach the in-person meeting date, to kind of get the information from each one, because sometimes what we have on the special, the phone conference PMB meetings, is like a condensed version of all the stuff that the different committees are doing that we should be addressing in the in-person meetings.
Okay, thank you. I want to comment on that.
Tracy for the stack.
Okay, Tracy for the stack. Anybody else in the stack?
I think this agenda item is out of order because the committee just agreed to postpone consideration of an in-person meeting. So basically, there is no in-person meeting to discuss. I think that the committee needs to vote to have the meeting before the committee should use committee's members' times discussing the agenda for a meeting that they haven't voted to schedule. There's something kind of backwards about this process. In other words, I'm making a motion to postpone the consideration of the open meeting of the in-person meeting agenda as well.
Okay. And we're going to send that to Brenda, the wording to that to Brenda. Would anybody like to comment on postponing this motion we just made?
Serene?
Okay, anybody else on the agenda? I mean, on the, what do you call these things, stack? No? Go, Serene, what you got?
Although, you know, you had called yourself, was it?
I was just going to comment. I was just going to comment about motions coming, and motions. I'll finish what I was saying. If that's okay. Motions that come to the any agenda. Most of them come out of committee, and if you know the stuff that was on that agenda, 90% of it is out of the committee. So, you know, if something comes out of the committee and we throw it away without considering it, then everybody's mad at us. So, that, you know, I don't know. Some of that we can maybe adjust around, or some of it is just we lay the groundwork, we have to follow through with it. But that's really kind of away from Tracy's motion. Anybody want to talk directly about the motion to postpone this conversation about the agenda of the in person? Who is that?
Yeah, I'd like to speak about that.
Is that Margie?
No, it's Serene.
Serene. Okay, cool.
Okay, so I'm opposed to Tracy's motion to postpone. I think that while the date and the location of where the meeting, you know, of the in-person meeting, assuming we can afford one, this year is still to be decided. The fact that certainly the last in-person meeting in February lacked a degree of organization that then makes for a waste of time, you know, while we plow through this, that, and the other. There used to be a process where reports were delivered X amount of time before the meeting, you know, committee and task force reports and chair reports and so on and so forth. And that those packages, I think they used to be sent to people before the meeting so folks could prep. These days, we don't have to mail it. We can certainly send it electronically, and then the board books can be presented at the start of the in-person meeting. But the whole idea about preparing for a meeting so that you then use the time efficiently and so that people have a chance to catch up on what's been happening on committees where they're not members and perhaps have not had time to listen to the screen, the efficient use of our time cannot be overstated. The importance of that cannot be overstated, both in our telephone meetings and in our in-person meetings. So the planning for the in-person meeting, whenever it happens, is not going to be a waste of time. It either it happens this year with us or it happens January with a new board. But it's going to happen. So we may as well be organized about what happens then.
Anybody else want to speak to this subject? Okay. Well, I guess we need to vote on it. I want to say one final thing about that before the vote. The delays in the meeting are very often not a function of what's on the agenda. It's a function of the way we conduct ourselves at the meeting. And I don't personally think that defining the agenda one way or the other is going to make people be less time wasting. That's come from someplace else in your heart or something. But anybody else want to say something before we vote on Tracy's motion?
Richard, this is Heather. I'd like to just say a couple of things here, if that's okay. My apology at the last minute. I appreciate Tracy's motion. It does in some ways make sense to me that if we've just voted not to have this meeting at this point to talk about it. However, I also appreciate Serene's comments and Richard's as well that and Brenda, because it relates not just to the in-person meetings, but the way we conduct meetings. Sometimes it's just we have a lot of committees, and there's a lot of work that's done in these committees. A lot of them do have motions, and I agree that if we don't address these motions that have come out of the committees, sometimes after extensively long work, it's really it behooves us as a board to consider them. And I do think that one of the things that's really important is that I think as Serene is recommending that we get some of these things in advance. So and that applies to any of our meetings, whether they're in-person meetings or they are conference call meetings. So I appreciate the discussion. I mean, maybe this is just the beginning discussion of how we can better organize our meetings in the first place. So I don't know. I'm probably being somewhat circular here, but I'm just wanting to thank everyone for those comments. But I think it is important for us to realize that these committees work really long and hard on a lot of this stuff, and that we need to be respectful of that somehow. That's all I wanted to say, Richard. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Okay, Brenda, you want to take a roll on the motion to postpone conversation about in-person agendas?
Sure. So I'll go ahead and start off. Richard?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Serene? Oops.
Serene?
No. No to postponing. Okay. Can you hear me? Margie?
No.
Tracy?
Yes.
Tracy? Rosenberg? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. You didn't hear me? I voted
no.
Yes.
How do you vote?
I voted yes.
Okay, thank you. And I'm actually going to vote yes. So motion passes.
The motion passes, what was it, 4-2?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to postpone this one, too. Y'all want to be thinking about that, and we'll get back with it again next month. I think that leaves the final thing on our agenda. Serene wanted to talk about the special agendas
or the special meeting agendas, our regular monthly meeting. Shireen, you want to tell us what you have to say about that? Hello, Shireen?
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Sure. You want to comment on your ideas about the special meeting agendas?
Right. Well, about our special meetings and their agenda, I guess. You know, I'm really I recognize that we're a tri-coastal, organization, whatever, and so there's this time gap, and that doesn't, you know, it makes things difficult for people either having to leave work early or whatever. So, but our meetings are what they are. I just don't think that our meetings necessarily need to go, you know, until 1 o'clock in the morning. For what is 1 o'clock in the morning for those of us on the East Coast? But I understand why they can't start before 5:30 Pacific because people have to work. I do think that our time can be better used if we get written reports in advance, which is something that we agreed to in February. We agreed that we would be getting the ED/chair's report 48 hours before the start of the meeting, and IED agreed to that. And I totally understand that there have been many fires in many places, but it doesn't change our responsibility, and it doesn't change our responsibility to be properly informed, our obligation to be properly informed before we make decisions that affect, you know, people's lives and the network. So I really think some mechanism, you know, I'm open to suggestions, that's why I'm raising it, some mechanism, something has to change in the way we've been functioning. And it could just be that my method of absorption is very different from that of, you know, the other 20-something people on the board. I like to see stuff in writing. I like to be able to read it and think about it before I have to discuss it or vote on it. That has not happened since in the 3 months that I've been on this board. Either we get nothing at all, or we get stuff just ahead of the meeting, or we get stuff during the meeting. You know, and that doesn't serve anyone well, you know. It doesn't serve anyone well. It doesn't serve the person presenting. It doesn't serve the rest of us, and it doesn't serve the people who are then affected by the decisions that are made. So I want to discuss how we're functioning in terms of how our meetings are being handled. And I also have a serious question about how things get placed on the agenda. I mean, we get an agenda, but maybe 4 or 5 days before the meeting. And in large part, it's made up of committee motions. But even there's a problem because it comes with times that are fixed, and it's very difficult to get an amendment to the agenda. But more than that, I don't understand the mechanism, the order in which motions are, or committee reports are appearing on our agendas. It's not alphabetical by committee. It's not alphabetical by committee chair. It's not, well, it may be based on the astrological sign of the person giving the report, but I don't know everybody's sign, so I can't figure out what the mechanism is. The elections committee has had motions on each agenda since February, and some of those were carried over from the previous board. But I'm looking at the agenda for Thursday night, and the NSC has its motions again at the top of the agenda. So what is the process by which committees, you know, all of which are important to our functioning, get their items placed on the agenda?
Well, you were asking if it was might possibly have to do with astrological signs.
Is that it?
Point of information?
No, it's not. It's not. It's not astrological side. It's shoe side. No, I'm sorry. I'm being okay. Short. The main thing that for me, and I help put the agenda together, is when they come in, they go on the list. You know, it's first come, first serve. And the I think you said something about the Finance Committee's motions are there. Because the Finance Committee brought the most of those election committee motions were held over from last year, and all of that is like this bag of stuff we're dragging around with us that I personally think is silly. But I don't know. Would somebody else like to comment on this?
Well, I'd just like to make a point of ask a point of information. That's all.
Okay, Tracy.
I was just wondering what the reference was to the Finance Committee again. We haven't had a Finance Committee report for the entire 2013 PNB. And I don't know if we will on Thursday, but that would be the first one. So what does Finance Committee again mean in that context, Serene?
It means that you're at the top of the agenda, and the last agenda I looked at, you were at the top of that agenda as well. And when I say
right,
you, I don't mean you, obviously, as an individual. I mean you, the Finance
Committee. You mean my committee. Yeah, I understand,
I mean the Finance Committee.
Yes, except that the, the report was scheduled and we didn't get to it, so I'm not sure that if we didn't get to it that it would necessarily then go down to the bottom again. It would stay where it was until we get to it, wouldn't it?
Richard,
it was lower down, and now it's getting higher, right?
and that's the way those things come as they're brought, and they are dealt with as they're dealt with, and then we move around the list. I'd like to see us move down the list further and clean all that agenda off myself, but. Can we let somebody else speak? Did anybody else want to speak to this issue?
Yes, Brenda.
Brenda, go.
I have a question in regards to the structure of the agenda, because I know that last meeting we brought up the issue out of coordinating committee regarding the elections, and that's something that I don't know. I see that the Elections Committee is on the open session agenda. It's just that are we gonna get to it? Or sometimes there's unfinished business that I feel gets pushed off the agenda and no longer gets addressed. So how can we overcome that?
When the agenda is put together, motions that come forth that are not from committees, and they're usually time-sensitive things, they go under new business. And if those things do not get addressed in that meeting, they move to unfinished business. Now, the reason that we're not putting all that bag of stuff from last year out in front of our current is out of respect for our current year. And, that, quite frankly, that business should have been handled by last year's board. I think it's a courtesy to the committees that discussed them and brought them forward that we're keeping. We could take them off the agenda and force them to come back with them. Because that fits Robert's rules. Robert says you don't leave stuff on there over and over. This is out of a courtesy to the committees that produce those motions, and I hope that we're going to get to them all. I think that we should, and I think we can, if we don't just discuss everything to death.